generally speaking, I think talking about what happens and talking particularly about that with people who have had similar experiences can be really, really cathartic, and it can be immensely helpful for those who've been through a fire or a disaster to make sense of what happened, what the impact was for them.
Despite everything, despite being knocked down on your bum, literally, you sort of stand up, wipe your bum off, help the next person next to you, and then start building. And that's what Marysville has done.
Drove through the roadblocks, okay. Got to the last one, and we knew the local policeman there. And he said, look, if you go in there, you'll die. But he said, if you've come through this far, he said, nothing I say is going to stop you.
Yeah.
And we kept going and met the wall of flames. And husband and I looked at each other as one and thought, we will die in there.
We all got through that, and we got through, as I've often said, because through that period we saw the worst of what nature could do, but we saw the very best of human spirit.
So I lost my mum and my brother on that day, and that was really tough for us. But we're being in such a small community, the fire brigade's like a big family.
I kept all the newspaper articles because there were so many, and haven't looked at them at this stage. I've just filed them away, but one day when I can do it, I'll look through them all again. But I just want to be positive now.
The fact is that the police and emergency services is that we soldier on, we soldier on, and we soldier on after the event, and we're confused as well. Don't forget, we don't realise we're sick. Everyone else does, but we don't realise it. And that when we do finally fall, we it's quite catastrophic.
But what happened that was the fall?
Eventually a full mental breakdown where I could no longer go on.
Remember, all of the children up in the Kinglake Primary School all got a knitted rug with their own name on it as well.
Beautiful. I think subconsciously I pushed it really far back, and I try not to think about it that much, but I think, you know, we had to grow up pretty fast from that. Like, it's sort of like the complete end of your childhood. You grew up and really had to take on responsibility for yourself, because your parents were going, like, trying to process it all as well.
Yeah, at that stage, I wasn't an active member of the CFO. I had been previously, but as I became more senior in my ABC role, every big fire I was required at work. I mean, I always saw that job as more important than going out and fighting the fire, is getting the message out.
You look after your family, then you look after your cows, and then hopefully you also look after $1 million worth of cheese sitting in the factory as well.
And it was extremely traumatic. I thought my dogs and my house had all gone, and I was about to be admitted to hospital because I was in shock, and then I found out they were okay. And stayed here for a bit further with my partner at the time, and things just fizzled there. And so I moved. I sold my house. I actually got sick, so then I sold my house. I moved to WA. Things didn't work out that well there. I thought, well, what am I going to do with myself? And my friend over the road said, I have a house that you can rent. Come back to Marysville. So I drove all the way up north, right down the middle. Turned up about 5 months ago in the evening, and just had tears rolling down my face because I thought, I've come home.